So what's the development process been like for this game thus far?
So we've been working on this game for a while, and right now the game is in soft launch. What that means is that in certain territories we've released like an early version of the game. One of the things that we were kind of committed to doing is making sure that we get this right. You know, it's kind of like there's a lot of pressure and like, oh my gosh, it's DC. You know, I mean, I grew up with all the DC characters and so like I love them. And so you want to make a game that kind of lives up to the expectations. So we got an early version out in certain territories, and we've been measuring and looking at it along the way, trying to figure out, like, okay, what do people like? What do people not like? What works for us? What gameplay do we want to iterate on? The trailer that you can see at DCLegendsGame.com, that shows, like, the best of this game, that we basically are coming out with, like, new versions of all these heroes and villains that you see in the game that we've gone through a lot of iteration on to get them to a point where we feel like, oh, okay, these characters, they have distinct gameplay. So, like, if you're a gamer, you know, like, okay, there's a strategy involved in, like, assembling all these characters and putting them together. But then they're also true to the lore of them. You know, like, you've got Batman, who's a martial artist, right? And you've got Black Canary, who's a martial artist. But they have really different styles. And so the Batman in our game, who's the Caped Crusader, he can cloak himself. He can go into shadow and then, like, leap out at it and deliver these, like, devastating attacks. Exactly. Whereas Black Canary, she's more of, like, a defensive martial artist, where she's turning her opponent's strengths against them.
Like Aikido and Shotokan. Yeah.
Exactly. And then delivering, like, you know, the devastating, like, Canary Cry attack that, like, finishes it all off.
When this game was announced, I'm sure a lot of fanboys were like, okay, so how is this going to be different from, like, Marvel Clash of the Champions? So how would you respond to that?
So, you know, we're in the same genre where it's like this is an RPG where you're collecting different heroes and everything. But what we've tried to do is make this game much more of an immersive RPG experience with different kinds of strategy.
Okay.
We spent a lot of time making sure that, you know, like some mobile games, honestly, they compromise a little bit on, like, the visual quality and everything. It's not as an immersive an experience. We tried to make something that was more cinematic, that, like, these characters, they look good, they feel good. You know, you get these moments where, like, Batman comes, like, pouring out of the shadows and there's, like, a devastating, like, boot kick to the face. And then on top of that, we wanted to make sure that there was a lot of strategy in the gameplay around, you know, upgrading the characters, unlocking different abilities for them, leveling them up in different ways, and then how they synergize with each other. That, like, when you put, you know, when you have Superman against Doomsday, you know, we know how that turns out. But what happens when you put Superman on the same team as Doomsday and then throw Harley Quinn and the Joker into the mix? It gets kind of interesting.
Sure.
With our characters, because of the mythology that we have in our storyline, our universe, right, there is an upgrade system for them, that what we call ascension, that the characters can ascend to become legends. That's the reason for the name DC Legends. So each of the characters has a path where they can basically become like a more mythical, legendary, archetypal version of themselves. You don't see this in some of the other games, and that you can basically kick like Batman and make like legendary Batman, who then unlocks like new skills, new abilities, new gameplay.
Cool. It's a hard question to ask because, I mean, you're a developer and stuff, and they're all like your babies, but if there's one character that you love the most, who is it and why?
It's funny, right? Because, like, they are all our babies, right? I'm really proud of our Batman. That, like, to me, you know, Batman is one of these iconic characters. But the look that we have for him, the gameplay, it's like we have some twists on him. We have different versions of Batman, actually, where we have the martial artist Batman. But we also have, like, the world's greatest detective Batman, who's good at, like, he can investigate and figure out, like, what are his opponent's weaknesses. And then buff up the rest of his team to exploit their weaknesses. I have a big fondness for the Birds of Prey, so we've got like Black Canary and Huntress in our game. You know, I love seeing these ones. Our Wonder Woman, we have a version of Wonder Woman which we call our Wonder Woman Striker. She is actually a pre-registration character for us, that if people go to DCLegendsGame.com before November, they give us their email and they get this new character. And she's awesome. I mean, you know, our team really went out in terms of the design of her. Like, her look is great. She kind of harkens back to a lot of, like, the Greek mythology, but with, like, her eagle motif and everything. She's epic. She looks great. She plays great. She's a lot of fun.
The thing that I like about DC in particular is, like, you guys have, like, another 30 or 40 years of history over, like, Marvel, and, I mean, 80 years over other comic book companies. You guys have so many characters, some that have kind of, like, slipped through the cracks, or some that people don't even know existed. Are there any characters in this game that people might be like, who's that, that they might have to do some research on?
I think there are a few that people will, you know, if you're a hardcore DC fan, you'll recognize them, but others won't. I mean, we have the Trinity, right? Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. Everybody knows them.
Yeah.
But we also brought in some other characters. Like, we've got, you know, Kemo, who's, like, you know, associated with the Metal Men, and he's, like, a really fun character, kind of, like, a blobby sort of guy. We've got Mirror Master. We've got, you know, some of the Rogues Gallery and everything. And then we're going to be adding more characters as we go. One of the things is that because this is a live mobile game, after November, we'll start with, you know, close to 40 characters, something in that range, right? On top of that, we'll be adding characters every month. So we'll be bringing new ones on. And it's going to be, you know, all the DC lore. I mean, there's, like, it's one of those things where, like, there's just not enough time. Like, I mean, if we could produce 100 a month, I would, because there's so many good ones of not only characters, but, like, different versions of the characters that you know and love.
Once the game launches, full launch, what can gamers expect in terms of, like, online gameplay? Tournaments or, like, you know?
So we were going to have, one of the key things is our PvP system, that you as a player can, like, start to assemble and unlock different characters and then use them in competition against other players. We have a league system where you can start out at, like, a low rank, you're a sidekick, but then the more PvP matches you win over time, you upgrade yourself to, like, a hero, a superhero, a champion. You earn points for these that you can then use to unlock new characters, get different kinds of rewards depending on the status that you get, and then you start playing the metagame of, okay, when you have a team that has, like, you know, Superman and Batman and whatever on it, what is my strategy going to be around beating you? And, you know, you'll develop, like, probably your A team of characters that you like to use, but then when you go up against different opponents, it's like, in order to knock this guy out of his position, I'm going to have to come up with a new strategy. So maybe I want to bring, you know, a surprising character to the mix that, you know, Harley Quinn or, you know, like Mirror Master might be a good counter to, like, some of the game heroes that other people are using.
I gotcha. All right, give me your elevator pitch. Why should someone play this game?
Well, this is the only game that's going to let you collect all of your favorite DC heroes, put them on the teams that you want to. If you want to make, like, your Birds of Prey team, you can. If you want to find out what it's like to play, you know, Batman plus Black Canary plus Kemo, this is the game that lets you do that.